Better? Okay. So, yeah, just to show it right now, I want to... Yeah, let's see where we are. So, it's a bit slow. So this is one project called OpenStreetMap, which provides us with the map data. And yeah, so this is the first thing. Just, I don't know how many people know OpenStreetMap already, so can you please give a sign? So everybody? Okay, then I won't lose any words about it anymore. Okay. It's a bit, yeah, okay. Yeah, so over there. Yeah, what I'm using here is the KDE Windows build, which is a bit slow, and I don't know why. But for some applications, it's already pretty stable, so. Okay, so again, what is Marble? Marble can not only be used as a desktop globe, as you saw it in the last point, but you can also use it as a map widget in your application. So for instance, everywhere where you need a map in your, an interactive map in your application, you can use it. And it's designed so that it's easy to use, easy to integrate, and I'm not sure if you have seen DigiCam today in the morning, so this is one of those applications that already use Marble simply integrated in the apps. Yeah. So some use cases we already thought about are, for instance, for time zones and location data in the KDE control center, but also in K-stars, you can switch over to your normal location, or in K-geography as a backend. Yeah, DigiCam is already done. There's a world time clock plasmoid already in our repository, but not built. You can use a K-office shape, and something which I myself saw today for the first time was the Qt browser plugin. So you can use it in your web browser pretty much like Google Maps, but slightly different in function though. So yeah, this is a photo of DigiCam. You can see on the right, the map of Iceland, and on the left, the photo. So you can simply use the location data you have for this photo and show it in the map in Marble or in the Marble widget. Or you just use the point in the Marble widget and you can get the coordinates and add it to the data from the photo. So, yeah. So about Google, about Marble, I have to say some stuff. Marble only uses a small internal data set, so around 10 megabytes. Nearly all map data is already in there, so except the OpenStreetMap data, but yeah, so a world map in 10 megabytes is not very easy to do, at least I can show it again which map this is in the end. And so the rest of the data will be downloaded from the net, so which is OpenStreetMap, but also Wikipedia integration. So you can see some information about the towns you're looking at and everything. So one of the ideas we currently still have for Marble is that we don't want to use hardware acceleration. So we want to make Marble as fast as possible without relying on hardware acceleration. So, and this is still what we can do, because without this acceleration, of course, porting is easier, and of course, everybody can access it. So, yeah, this is just... So we don't depend on any other libraries. Most libraries we, or most features we use, like some export or import functions, are done in Marble itself, so in the application. Yeah, and everything together is still done in a very fast startup. I today compared again to Google Earth, and you can simply see the difference. Even on my Windows, where I have debug builds and everything, you still see that Marble is faster than Google Earth. So this is one of our points. Yeah, as I already said, Marble can be ported to nearly every platform. So Linux, Windows, Mac, or Unix flavors, Qtopia, Windows CE. Yeah, for the first ones, we also have the KDE version. I'm not sure about the Unix, about the Unices, so maybe Adrian can say?
Works on previously in Solaris as well.
Okay, so then there's no problem. And yeah, this is basically one point for us as well. And something we want to have as well is then that you can extend Marble very easily with new maps. Yeah, if you find some interesting data, like for instance, I found some data where you get a list of earthquakes in the last 24 hours, and I will make a new map for that. But also, we currently have already temperature maps or precipitation maps for the whole world. I can show this later on as well. Yeah, this is the way a temperature map looks like, so it's pretty cool already. Yeah, we built up the new plugin architecture in the last maybe half year, so where you will get a pretty simple API derived from QPainter just to paint on the mobile screen. And also you will get a way to access all the data from the mobile model. So you can simply choose what you want to paint on your map, or how you interactively want to switch off data or everything. So this is what we're currently trying to make sure that it works. Yes. Yeah, so some of the ideas, we always get something like, do you already have implemented that, or have you thought about that? And so I will list some ideas we already had here. So one of the things is vector tiles, and what is behind that is basically that right now all applications, or such applications like Google Earth and everything, they use binary data, so pictures. Yeah, and what we want to do is to use real vector data in the first place and just make the rendering on the machine Marble is running on. And this gives us the possibility to easily change the maps on the computer where it, where Marble runs. So one of another thing was the name finder of OpenStreetMap, which is basically already implemented thanks to Jens Michael. And yeah, so then we want to extend our data to the NASA worldwide data, which is free as well, and so could be included here. And of course, one of the things that we also want to achieve is that Marble runs from on nearly all mobile devices, so from the N810 to the EEE PC. I know all those on the EEE PC, it already works, but we have to make sure that it works faster and as fast as you can see it on a PC. So yeah, one of the thing all people also want to have is routing support, which we can achieve with the vector project as well. Yeah, and maybe we will integrate again GPS data, so you can see this GPS data, and maybe you will change it as well. But this all relies on the vector data. Yeah. Okay. So something about my project. Instead of the binary image data, I'm currently using XML files, which are, for instance, generated in Google Earth and can be exported and imported to Marble again. And later on, we will go over to binary caches simply for speed reasons. Yeah, then the next step in my the last step in my Summer of Code. This for Summer of Code, I have to say again. So, and the last step will be that we will generate tiles from the world database sources, which provides up with precision of up to 250 meter per pixel. And this is this data we already use, but as I said before, still in picture form. Yeah, we will be able to extend this to OpenStreetMap data, of course, as well, which will make Marble obviously not only a view map, but also an editor. Yeah, and one of the other things is that we will try to make the thing also into a plugin. So people can easily change the normal non-OpenGL rendering to OpenGL rendering later. Yeah, so here again, I want to show this. So this is basically a lot of work. It has been a lot of work to achieve this, also, although it looks so simple. And yeah. Yeah, now to the list to thank. Thanks. So Thorsten Rahn and Inge Wallen, the two people maintaining Marble. Jens Michael Hoffmann, who has made a lot of the OpenStreetMap support. Harry de Valence, Carlos Licea, Andrew Manson, and yeah, a lot of people. And of course, the KDE translation teams, but also KDE in general.